more than 3,000 refugees have relocated to Vermont over the last decade. For the most part, they've been welcomed by government officials and business leaders, in part because they help offset the state's shrinking population. But recent federal restrictions have limited the number of refugees who can come to the state, and other states are luring away at least one group. Vermont Public Radio's Bela Metzger explains.
In a nondescript building in Burlington's Old North End, upstairs from an Asian grocery store and down the hall from a shop filled with kids' clothes, there's a sparse office with big windows facing the street.
Hey.
Hi. Good, how are you?
Bhuwan Sharma sits at a large wood desk with a stack of envelopes next to him. Thursday is payday. Every 15 minutes or so, someone walks through the door looking for their check.
Ram is here. Ram Rai.
Sharma co-owns Burlington Employment Agency, a temp firm that finds jobs for new Americans. All day, people stop by looking for work or for help with things like Social Security paperwork or housing applications, or just to gossip after picking up groceries downstairs.
It's almost like a big family working together, and that is something that we have consciously tried to do, and it works in our favor.
Sharma immigrated from Nepal. Many of his 80 clients are Bhutanese Nepali, the largest group of refugees in Vermont. They started arriving here about 10 years ago, from refugee camps in Nepal after being expelled from Bhutan during an ethnic cleansing. Today, more than 2,500 live in the Burlington area. Sharma saw a business opportunity in connecting them with local employers.
We took off from the word go when we started our business. We did very well from the first year.
But 3 years later, business has plateaued. Sharma says the biggest factor for this is that many of his clients are relocating from Vermont to Columbus, Ohio, home to the largest Bhutanese Nepali community outside of Southeast Asia. Refugee advocates say more than 200 Bhutanese Nepali refugees have left Vermont for Ohio in recent years. And that has state officials and local businesses concerned for two reasons. First, Vermont is an aging state with a low birth rate. Lawmakers are so eager to draw new people to the state, this year they started offering incentives to remote workers who move here. And second, the Trump administration's refugee policies have cut the number of new arrivals to the state to the lowest it's been in a decade. Put simply, Vermont doesn't want to lose anyone else.
You know, when you have an extended family pick up and move, that's, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 to 15 employable adults that are leaving those jobs.
Amila Merjanovich heads the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants in Vermont. She says plenty of refugee groups have left Vermont for other states. But the declining rate of new arrivals makes this secondary migration a bigger concern.
And when our overall numbers are declining, there isn't sort of an equal out-migration and, you know, offset by new arrivals.
Vermont is not a bad place. I don't want to say that, really. It's a beautiful place.
Jumanat Acharya is a resettlement case manager in Columbus, Ohio. He helps new arrivals get set up. He's Bhutanese Nepali and has family in Vermont. But he says there's a gravitational pull to the Columbus area.
Most of the refugees, including Bhutanese refugees, the first thing they wanted to have is kind of, how can I become self-sufficient? Where is the best place that I can work and raise my family, where I can buy the house?
He says Columbus checks off a lot of the boxes. There are lots of manufacturing jobs that don't require employees to speak English, housing is cheap, and there's enough land so families can build homes to live near each other.
There is a tendency of staying closer to the family and friends because they will. There is a sense of social support, you know, community support in any situation and hardships.
The city of Winooski, Vermont, has capitalized on the growth that comes with refugees. It's the state's most diverse city. More than 20 languages are spoken in its schools. And it's one of the few Vermont cities that's growing. But city manager Jesse Baker says Winooski is suffering from the drop-off in refugees.
People choose to live in Winooski because they like to be surrounded by culture and different languages and different perspectives. And if we see that wane, we are losing a strategic advantage we have as a community.
Businesses are concerned too. Rhino Foods is a food manufacturer in Burlington. They make the cookie dough that goes in Ben & Jerry's ice cream. New Americans make up nearly 40% of their workforce. Caitlin Goss heads HR at Rhino. She says the company recently lost two longtime employees, Nepalese brothers, who moved to New York.
Not only might Rhino be losing two great employees, some of their family was working at other manufacturing companies down the road.
Back at the Burlington Employment Agency, even owner Bhuwan Sharma is exploring opportunities in Ohio.
If things slow down here, we have to make it up somewhere else, and that's a lucrative market, I guess.
For Here and Now, I'm Bela Metzger in Burlington.